start 1 John chapter 2. We start in verse 12. I am writing to you, dear children, because your sins have been forgiven on account of His name. I am writing to you, fathers, because you know Him who is from the beginning. I am writing to you, young men, because you have overcome the evil one. I write to you, dear children, because you know the Father. I write to you, fathers, because you know Him who is from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you are strong, and the Word of God lives in you, and you have overcome the evil one. Everybody say, dear children. Everybody say, fathers. Everybody say, young men. I'm going to talk about the different stages of Christian maturity. Let's pray. Holy Spirit, I ask for help in the name of Jesus. Just hover over this place. I pray that you will enable me to preach your word. I pray that you will just cause that your word will be alive. Let it be set on fire even in our hearts. Oh, glorify Jesus. In Jesus' name, everybody say amen. Well, I think it's obvious. The outline is very simple. The different stages of Christian maturity. Now, as we discuss this, I want you to look at yourself. I want you to reflect on yourself. Obviously, this does not have anything to do with your physical age. You may be 70 years old today, but it does not necessarily make you a father. You may be 15 years old, but it does not necessarily make you a child or the young man. Now, three stages here in Christian maturity, and of course, the idea is for us to be mature. I want it said that we are a church that's filled with mature people with childlike faith. Pwede ba yun? Mature people, we're all mature in the Lord, but with childlike faith. I don't want us to outgrow our childlike faith. I want us to remain as childlike before the Lord. So what are the different stages of Christian maturity? Let's start with this. The children. The children. In verse 12 it says, I'm writing to you, dear children, because your sins have been forgiven on account of His name. How would you characterize a child in the faith? How would we know if a certain brother or sister is still a child in the faith? Now, by description in verse 12, it says that the child looks at his sins as having been forgiven on account of the name of Jesus. Now, the child would be the stage of enjoying salvation. That's it. You are a child in the Lord if all that you think about or that which you give so much importance to is your salvation. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. We need to enjoy our salvation. The focus for a child in the faith, the focus for a person who is young in the Lord is about His forgiveness. Ah, napatawad na ako ni Jesus sa lahat ng kasalanan ko. The child in the faith would focus on the love of God. Oh, God loves me. He has forgiven all of my sins. God's mercy. The focus is on heaven. Because all of my sins have been forgiven. Now, my name is written in the book of life. That's the focus of the one who's young in the faith. I remember when I just got born again. Bagong-bago po ako noon. And actually, I have many born-again experiences. I don't know if you can relate with this. It's only because somebody shared with me the gospel. My brother actually spent so much time sharing with me the gospel. And, well, I gave in eventually. Alright, sige na nga, pagbibigyan na kita and I pray to receive Jesus para lang tumahimik na siya. But it was not really something that was wholehearted, but I would say that he did the hard work. He did the hard work of just sharing with me the four spiritual laws But then again, I would be watching the 700 Club back then with Pat Robertson, Ben Kinchlow, and the Danuta Soderman. Who can relate? Oh my goodness, I'm old. Well, back in the 80s, no, ang 700 Club po would be shown on Channel 7, 3 p.m. And I remember our neighbor, kasi I would pass by, noon po konti pa lang yung mga decolored TV, 70s even, alright? Pagkatapos na doon, nanonood dyan sa TV niya, and I sometimes would look at the TV monitor of our neighbor, and I can see the 700 Club with Pat Robertson, Ben Kinchlow, and Danuta Soderman. Sino nakaka-relate talaga? Wala talaga. Hay, salamat naman. Okay. So, these three hosts, alright? And every time, Pat Robertson will be issuing an invitation for those of you who are watching and you want to receive eternal life. I want you to follow with me in a prayer. I would pray that prayer every day because I don't want to go to hell, alright? So I would pray that prayer every day, which is why I say I have many born-again experiences. Because Pat Robertson would say, you have just been born again. Oh, born again uli ako ngayon. Bukas uli, alam mo yan? And finally, I would say it was in 1985 when I surrendered wholeheartedly to Jesus. That would be my ultimate born-again experience. And after I understood the gospel, I started enjoying the fact that I am now saved. I am now a child of God. My name is written in the book of life. And so I wanted everybody else to enjoy the same thing that I was enjoying. I remember going to school and the first person that I met, my classmate. I still remember it. My classmate, sabi ko, pare. I guess I won't name him anymore. He could be watching. I said, pare, sabi ko, alam mo, you must be born again. Sabi niya, ayoko niyan, bagong religion, wag mo ako convert. Pare, sabi ko, pag di ka born again, promise, puta ka sa impyerno. And from that moment on, he did not talk to me anymore. No more. So, I needed to learn how to share the gospel with someone. But this is a child. The child in the Lord is one who just enjoys salvation. John says here, I write to you, dear children, because your sins have been forgiven on account of His name. His focus is on His being forgiven. His focus is on His name being written in the book of life. He understands Ephesians 2, 8, and 9. Now, if you're a child in the Lord, if you're young in the faith, by now you must have memorized Ephesians 2, 8, 9. Pastor, yung ba yung Jesus wept? You must be born again. I think it was just yesterday, going out of our subdivision, it's some distance away from the street where you can get a public utility vehicle. So, ako po, pagkapapalabas sa subdivision, and I see that somebody is going to walk their way out, I always offer a ride. Eka, when was it? Wes, kasama kita. When was it? Kagabi pala yan, ano? Alright, so, yeah, kagabi. Okay. So, papalabas kami. And I saw this lady. Sabi ko, papalabas po kayo. Sabi niya, opo, sabay na kayo. Talaga po, o naman. Sabi ko, nagsasabay talaga ako papalabas. So, she was there. You know what? If you offer a ride to someone, that person is captive audience. So there she was. And sabi ko, anong ginagawa mo rito? Sabi niya sa akin, I'm a caregiver and I'm taking care of the old man in your neighbor's house. Sabi ko, how is he doing? Well, he's about to go anytime soon. He's about to go. Sabi ko sa kanya, he's having a hard time. Oh, he's having a hard time. You know what's going to be harder? If he does not know salvation. And so I asked her, are you sure of your salvation? Are you sure that after this life ends, that you're going to heaven? And so she tells me this. I think I'm sure. What do you mean by you think you're sure? I'm born again. I said, that's so good. So I'm so happy. Sabi ko, yun nga, ito lang. Sabi niya, but see, recently I have not been going to church. I've not been going to church because I've been serving him. I've been taking care of him even on Sundays. I don't know, but I think I'm losing my salvation. I'm not sure about my salvation anymore because of that. Sabi ko, meditate on Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. I think born-again Christians, us, sino rito born-again, taas ang amay. The problem with us is this. We know Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. What's the problem with that, Pastor? Can we show them Ephesians 2, 8 and 9? Pasensya na po, nagbibinata ako. Alright? So everybody read, go. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. We understand this. Every born-again Christian understands this. We all know it is by the grace of God and through our faith that we have been saved. And this is not of ourselves. It is the gift of God. Everybody say, gift of God. We understand this as well. We know our salvation is by the grace of God, received by faith, and this is not from ourselves, not by ourselves. It is a gift. We all know this. Tama? Tama ako. What's the problem with that, Pastor? Here's the problem. Because we all know that salvation is a gift of God given by grace, received through faith. We know we're saved even if we don't attend church. Oh, pwede ba yun, Pastor? Because it's not by works. Which is why... I'm not giving you a license to be absent next week, all right? But what I'm going to tell you is this. Did you notice that when it comes to the attendance of cults, that they are more active, that they are ever present, they don't want to be absent in a worship service? Why? Because the attendance is part of the good works that will give them salvation. Next Sunday, I'm going to declare that as the new doctrine of CSB. Attendance, well, salvation by grace through faith plus church attendance. But we understand, we cannot add anything to what Jesus Christ has done for us. Amen? And that is what a child is. The child enjoys the doctrine of salvation. He enjoys grace. Nothing wrong with grace. But the problem with many people who get to enjoy grace is that they will take grace even to the point of abuse. Which is why the Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 6 was arguing with the Roman Christians. What shall we say then? Shall we continue to sin so that grace may abound? God forbid. You have died to sin. How can you live in it any longer? The problem with born again Christians, especially the children, everybody say children, is that we love grace so much to the point of abuse. Eh, total naman grace naman eh. Guess what? It may not be something that can be easily talked about. But the moment we take grace to the point of abuse, where we say, hey, everything's by grace, our salvation is by grace. Well, you know what? Whatever crazy thing that I do, God will understand. It's been paid for. It's been covered by the blood of Jesus. I even heard this particular teaching that would say, hey, you don't need to confess your sins anymore Because the moment that you receive Jesus Christ into your heart as Lord and Savior, He has forgiven you of your past sins, your present sins, and your future sins. So there's no more point in confessing your sins anymore. Well, let me just qualify this. It is true that when Jesus died on the cross, that blood is so effective and so powerful. That blood paid for all of the sins of mankind from the time of Adam to the last person that will be born in this planet. It's so powerful. It paid for all the sins of the world. But that is not to say that just because it has been paid for, that it is yours already. It's just like this. John, when's your birthday? August 25. No, I like Pastor Manny more. Pastor Manny. When's your birthday? May 8. Yours is nearer. John, belated happy birthday. So I bought this cell phone about 3 years ago. I want to give this to you. All right? Okay, John? So, this is my gift for you. I bought this for you 3 years ago. So, this is my gift for you. I bought this. It's paid for. It's paid for. It won't be his until he appropriates it. It won't be his until he stands up and takes it and says, "Thank you, Pastor Hiram. You're so poggy." All right. And it's just an example. Thank you. Now, how do we appropriate the salvation that Jesus paid for us? We don't just say, "Well, you know, it's been paid for. It's been paid for. I don't need to confess my sins anymore. It's been paid for. I don't need to repent every day. It's been paid for." Well, people, I have news for you. Our repentance will never end until Jesus Christ comes back. Tuli-tuli ang repentance, because to repent is to say that we are being transformed, metanoia, to be changed in the way we think, to be changed in the way we live life. Every day is repentance until we are found in the Christ-like image. Amen? So, the first stage, enjoy this. We're all children before God. Enjoy this. We enjoy salvation. But, we need to move on and move up. Actually, if you're going to look at Ephesians 2, verses 8 and 9, where for it's by grace that we've been saved through faith. Can we show them again, Ami? Ephesians 2, 8 and 9, alright? Everybody read again, "For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast." So here we are now. You're being a child. And you're saying, "Well, Pastor, it's not by works. It's not by works." So works is not important. Works is not important. You know what? I just received the grace of Jesus. I'm now a child of God. My name is written in the book of life. No works necessary. Not true. Move to the next verse, verse 10. And what's verse 10? "Not by works, so that no one can boast." Verse 10. All right. Everybody read, go. "For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." See, yes, it's true. We are not saved by our good works, but the moment we are saved, we are now called by God to do good works. Not saved by good works, but after getting saved, we do good works. Tama? That includes fellowship. That includes loving each other. Sabi mo yung katabi mo, I love you. Hindi lang yan buka ng bibig, ha? That includes being an ambassador of Jesus. So that is what it means to be a child. Okay, now, everybody say, grow up. As I said earlier, I don't want that CSB will remain as just a church full of children with childlike faith. No, I want us to be mature people with childlike faith. So, growing up. Here's a verse, Hebrews chapter 5. Let's look at this. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 11 to 13. And the apostle, well, I believe Apostle Paul wrote Hebrews. He says, we have much to say about this, but it is hard to make it clear to you because you no longer try to understand. Huh? Isipin niyo, nananadya na lang, you no longer try to understand. Here's the apostle trying to give them teachings. Hey, you know what? I have this teaching that will help you grow into maturity. Ayoko niyan. Enjoy na ako. Basta grace ako na. I'm loved by God and I'm going to heaven and that's it. Sabi niya, you know what? The problem with you, it's hard to make it clear to you because you no longer try to understand. In fact, verse 12, though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you the elementary truths of God's word all over again. You need milk, not solid food. Anyone who lives on milk, being still an infant, is not acquainted with the teaching about righteousness. Everybody say righteousness. But solid food is for the mature, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil. The children, here's the problem with children, they cannot handle meat. They just want milk. Who I like the preaching of pastor about yung magkakapera daw tayo. I like that. Well, it's milk. But what about teachings on holiness? What about teachings on forgive your enemies? Bless those who persecute you. Turning the other cheek. Hindi turn to the other cheek, ha? Hindi nakaintindi. Pastor, sinunod ko lang yung sabi niyo. Sabi niyo, turn to the other cheek. Wala akong sinabi ganun. Turn the other cheek. That is to say, I'm here. I'm ready to be persecuted for Jesus. Children cannot handle things like dying to self. Have you observed how children can sometimes be so selfish? Pakabig eh. Bihira akong makakita ng baby, o hindi baby, ng bata na may lollipop na iaalok niya sa iba pagka nakakita ko na talaga, ooh, very touching. Diba? Dying to self, like what Jesus said in Matthew 16:24, if anyone would come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. How often do we hear messages like that? Hey, we need to die to self. We need to die to self. We need to die to self. Usually, when there are wounds and when there are hurts in the body, it has to do with the self. Eh, paano naman ako? Eh, tinira ko eh. What about me? Eh, what about you? What about you? What about me? It's not you, it's me. When the self is alive, we get hurt. When the self is alive. Which is why Francis Frangipane would talk about the unoffendable heart of Jesus. Sino rito unoffendable? Who wants to be unoffendable? Like we have seen dead people, yung mga nakaburol. Sino nakakita na nakaburol? Yung parang natutulog lang. Di ba? I mean, do what you want. He won't respond. That's dead to self. We need to come to that point. Let's move on. So the children, all right? The second stage, verse 14. We will jump. Not to the fathers yet, to the next stage. I'm writing to you, young men. Everybody say, young men. Because you have overcome the evil one. And then jump again to verse 14. I write to you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God lives in you, and you have overcome the evil one. So paulit-ulit yon. Young men. Now, what is it about young men? If children enjoy, what do children enjoy? Children enjoy salvation. What about young men? Young men enjoy authority. They enjoy their authority in Jesus. It's the stage of enjoying our authority in Jesus. I write to you, young men, because you are strong. A child who has grown up to be a young man, now he recognizes, hey, I'm strong in Jesus. The child who has grown up to be a young man now recognizes, hey, the word of God lives in me. I have overcome the evil one. This is the stage we're in now. You're a believer and you know you have authority in Jesus. You're not just here to be, ano kaya ang sermon? Ah, nagustuhan ko. Ah, hindi ako na-bless. Ah, 75. Some Christians think that it's their job to critique sermons. Well, ang hirap nun. But by the way, I'm just thankful and I'm so grateful. There are some people, I would say the some people would actually represent many others of you who may not have said this to me, but some people have approached me and just thanking me and telling me that my son did a wonderful job in his message last Sunday. I think that's good. Proud daddy. Sabi ko, wow. I'm happy to hear that. Makes me feel more comfortable in leaving on Sundays. But I'm really happy. Now, going back to the young men, it says here that the young man now knows authority. He knows authority. He knows how to overcome the evil one. This reminds me of Joshua. In Joshua chapter 1, verses 5 to 9. Joshua chapter 1, verses 5 to 9. This is what it says. No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. This is God speaking to Joshua. And this is God speaking to every young person. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong. Everybody say strong. Ito yun, pansinin ninyo ha. I write to you, young men, because you are strong. And now here, God is telling Joshua, hey Joshua, you're now the young man. And I expect that because you're a young man, you will be strong. A child in the Lord who grows up to be a young man now recognizes, I am strong in the Lord. I'm not lame. I'm not useless. I am strong in the Lord. I can advance the kingdom of God. I can be used by God. The announcement earlier of Pastor Feeney having the young people come together after every worship service, that's the 10 a.m. and the 5 p.m., just the 30 minutes gathering, I think it's very effective. And not only that, they will eventually move up to that level wherein everyone will recognize, hey, I can be used by God to advance the kingdom. Young men. And so here's God telling Joshua, be strong. and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their ancestors to give them. Verse 7, be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Ito na yan, ha? Be careful to obey the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Verse 8, keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. What was John, going back to 1 John, what was John telling the young men? I write to you, young men, number one, because you are strong. Number two, and the word of God lives in you. Young men, again, like what I mentioned earlier, this does not have anything to do with age. But you will know that you are in that stage of being a young man or a young woman in the Lord. You're no longer a child. If you are one who knows how to take the word of God and claim it for yourself, the word of God lives in you. Like what God was telling Joshua, hey Joshua, I want you to always meditate on my word. Meditate on my word. So what's going on? There is a transformation that is taking place in the mind of the young man or the young woman in the Lord. How does transformation take place in our minds? The renewal of our minds take place when we meditate on the Word of God. Everybody say, Word of God. We meditate on the Word of God. What do you mean by meditate, Pastor? Simply put, ganito na lang, doon ka nakababad. There is a rebooting that's taking place in our mindset. A rebooting. It's like this. Pagka nakababad ka sa horror movies, big chance, your mind is going to feed on everything frightening. Kaya pagdating ng gabi, ayaw mo magpatay ng ilaw. At takot ka magbukas ng bintana. Maski ang init-init. If you're like me back then, I told you the story before, like I watched Salem's Lot. Who watched Salem's Lot here? Yung mga kapanahon. Salem's Lot would be in that era of The Exorcist. Alright? It's a vampire-themed movie. Back then, vampires were frightening creatures. Today, vampires are made handsome creatures. Some women even want to sleep with vampires. Ay, yung guwapo-guwapo niya. But back then, I watched Salem's Lot, and I remember there was that particular scene there where the young boy, he died, he was buried. All right, he died, he was buried. And then, I don't know, that same night, the young boy who was buried appeared before his brother outside the window. Outside the window. Tapos kumakatok, open the window, Bob. Open the window. And Bob was there looking at his brother. Magmula ng gabing yun, di ako makalapit sa window. Ah, no window for me. And I was sleeping with my brother, yung panganay, ang sa amin po, it's the 1 and 4, the 2 and 3. So the 1 and 4, the panganay and the bunso, we were together in the room. Now, who gives the command between the 1 and the 4? It's not the 4. Alright? It's not, who are the bunsos in the house? Bunsos in the house, I bless you with so much love and so much grace, so much patience, so much humility. Who are the panganays here, panganays? I bless you with so much grace so that you will not abuse. Shh. Para ka may inner hurt na. Kalma ka lang. But I do remember my kuyang. Well, he's the kindest. Just so you will get a better picture, our kuyang, our panganay, he is the best in the four of us. Like whenever we are together, we get to ask, oh, sino pinakamabait? Everybody says, si kuyang. Number one is the best. Si kuyang is the best. Oh, sino number two? Sino yung susunod na pinakamabait? Away-away na kami tatlo ron. But kuyang is definitely the best. So anyways, kuyang will tell me, oh, Mau, sara mo yung, ay, buksan mo yung bintana. Ayoko. Buksan mo yung bintana. Well, I can attempt to open the window. Open the window, Bob. Well, as long as the light is turned on, I can do that. So, okay, naka-on muna yung ilaw. Itong susunod, itong problema. Buksan mo yung bintana, patayin mo yung ilaw. No! Bubuksan ko muna yung bintana. Hindi ako makatingin sa labas. Kasi baka may, open the window, Mau. Bubuksan ko yan. Hindi ako tumitingin sa labas. And then, I'll run to the light. Pagpatay ko ng ilaw, takbo ko. Hindi sa kama ko, sa kama ng kuyang ko. Tatabi ako sa kanya. Tutulak niya ako. Sabi, lumayo ka sa akin. Bakla, alis. Well, back then, sorry, hi, if there's anybody here who will get offended with that. But back then, there was no offense in that. A bakla can be called a bakla. And there's no offense. I'm not bakla though, all right? Anyways, if you get to watch horror movies, you get to live a life that's just full of horror, full of fear. Why? Because you're meditating on that. The same thing with porn, the same thing with violence, which is why I'm not even surprised that there's so much violence among the young people nowadays. Why? Because what are they meditating on? Barilan yan eh. One of our pastors, he was telling me that in their church, this is Pastor Mike of Cainta, one of their church members. Well, before he became a church member, he was playing with a particular game. Before everybody knows it, he stabs his mom and dad. And then they had to place the guy in a basement in a hospital. And they were thinking he must have gone cuckoo. He must have gone crazy. No, he has not gone crazy. That's a demon of violence that he got from the video game. So anyways, as for us, we want to mature. Lord, I don't want to be a little child anymore who will be offended with anything that's a talk on holiness or anything that's a talk on, hey, grow up, or anything that has to do with dying to self. I don't want sermons like that. Well, you will remain as a little child if you're like that. But if you're going to mature into a young man, the young man is strong. Everybody say, I am strong. The Word of God lives in you. You pattern yourself according to the Word of God, not according to what culture has to say. See, that's the problem with culture nowadays. Culture changes. I'm proud of the Filipino culture in the sense that we are more conservative than other nations. I'm proud of the Filipino culture that in our culture, we say po at opo. Kuya Manny, okay ka lang po? We say that out of respect. Because I respect you. We have the po at opo, we have the mano. Actually, kanina, when we were worshiping, I wanted to show Pastor Manny, I really respect him. I shook his hand and then I was going to make mano. He says, no, I'm just kuya. But I love the Filipino culture. But see, something about culture, culture changes. And now what's going on in the whole world is that there is a shifting of culture. Which is why we need to go back to the Word. What does the Bible have to say? Culture is not a permanent north for us. The permanent north would always be the Word of God. Amen? That's the young man. The young man is strong. The Word of God lives in him. Tell the person next to you, magbabad ka sa Word. Immerse yourself in the Word. Not only that, young men have overcome the evil one. They know how to wage warfare. They know how to bind. They know how to lose. Lose. L-O-O-S-E. You remember what Jesus said? That we will bind and we will lose in Jesus' name. Pastor, I don't understand the binding and losing. It's simple. It is as simple as this. You bind something that is bad and you lose. Kalagan, pakawalan. You lose something that is good. For example, fear. Bind or lose. Courage. Faith. Sorrow. Depression. Hunger. Right, it's just 12:23, all right? I know my clock. Well, if it's hunger for God, we lose it. If it's hunger for lunch, you bind it. All right. So young men, let's grow up from being a child to young men. Now, the next stage would be fathers. What about fathers? Verse 13. I'm writing to you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. And then going to verse 14. I write to you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. Inulit. Same word. Fathers. Obviously, this is what God wants for all of us. He does not want us to remain as just little children. He wants us to grow up. Grow up into young men. But he does not want us to just remain as young men. He wants all of us to be fathers. Now, I just want to say this. Again, it does not have anything to do with age. You can be young, you can be a teenage person, but you can be a father. Oh, I am so blessed. I'm so stirred up by this young lady, this young sister in the Lord, Faithy Santiago. I look at her. Well, she looks really young, but she's, I think, in her mid-20s or probably, yeah, mid-20s. I look at her, she's in her mid-20s, but I would say she is like a mother to this young generation. It does not have anything to do with age. But what is it about fathers? So this is the goal for all of us, that there will come a point wherein people who would be junior in the faith would look up to you and say, you are a father. You are a mother. I look up to you. It's like you are the one who is taking care of me. You're the one who's nurturing me, feeding me. What is a father or what is a mother in the faith? You know what? I am humbled. And I say this with so much what's the word for this? I say this with trembling. I say this with care. I am humbled whenever people would approach me and tell me, Pastor Hiram, you're my spiritual father. You're my tatay. There are places wherein I go to, somebody would approach me and say, Pastor, you fathered me. And I would look at the person, huh? I don't say that, but I wonder how. Because this would be a far-flung place and I won't even know where this guy is from. I was told in a particular seminary in the United States that there's this American guy who was talking with some guy, and this American guy tells this guy, "Have you heard of this preacher from the Philippines? I can't pronounce his name. It's like, it's Hiram." You have the same trouble, John, up to now? Because I can send you elsewhere. But this American guy could not pronounce my name. Well, it's a good thing that the one that he was conversing with, he's Filipino, and he says, "Hiram Pangilinan." Yeah, I think that's it. "How do you know him?" "I'm following him on YouTube. He's mentoring me." So I get that. How do you call it? It's fattening to the heart. Huh? Okay, Ben? Huh? Nakakataba ng puso. Ang tagal! Ayun pala yun! Well, you know, they have fatty liver, there's fatty heart, alright? So, this guy writes me, sabi niya, "Pastor H, there's this seminary student, an American guy, he says, you're mentoring him through YouTube." Sino yun? Malay ko. I mean, I don't even know the guy. But it's a frightening thing, but at the same time, a humbling thing when you know that somebody is looking to you as a mentor. Kaya nga si Ate Lolet, you know, she's very careful about this because there would be occasions, and lots of them, wherein I don't really mind how I look. Have you noticed? Wag na kayo sumagot. But I don't really mind how I look. There was a time when she was asking me, sabi niya, "Daddy, mag-grocery kami. Mag-grocery tayo." Sabi ko, "Sige, daling ko kayo ron." So, you know what? I left the house. I had my pambahay on. My pambahay would be my pambahay. Like, you know, the one that you use in going to war with lots of bullet holes right there. So I went to the grocery with my coat of armor, yes. And I had my tokong on, and then my slippers, my pair of slippers na pinagngangat-ngat ng aso. So I went to the grocery, butas-butas siya. I mean, it's comfortable, nothing beats that. That's genuine Nike Air. Went to the grocery. I was just waiting for Ate Lola. She enjoys grocery shop. Me, I enjoyed just taking her there. So, I was there. And then three college ladies in their uniform saw me and approached me and says, "Excuse me, are you Pastor Hiram?" I said, "Yes." "How do you know me?" Because I'm thinking, you're from CSB? Because if you're from CSB, then you would be more understandable. More understanding, I mean, more understanding. You will know that you have a very humble pastor. And kalma ka lang dyan. "So, how did you recognize me?" "Pastor Hiram, we attended the healing conference at the Cuneta Astrodome. We're actually Catholics. But somebody invited us there and we were so blessed. You know what? We recognize Jesus as our Lord and Savior. And thank you, because we learned so much." I said, "You're welcome. Can we have a picture with you?" Ano yung sabi? Just shoot me now. So I said, of course. Pa pwede bang hanggang dito lang? No, seriously. From a child to a young man to a father, the father obviously now has more responsibilities. Because whether we like it or not, whether you like it or not, if God levels you up to that point wherein there are people that you are taking care of. And again, I'm saying it does not have anything to do with age. You may be a young person, but there are people that you are mentoring in the Lord. You are a father to them. There are people that you have brought to the Lord and you want them to grow up in their faith. You are a mother to them. But it is very important here that you put things on the right focus. What's the focus here of a father? What's the focus of a mother in the faith? What is the focus of one who is mature in the faith? See, understand this. The focus does not even concern him. The focus does not even concern, ay, kumusta na yung image ko? The focus has to do with this. I'm writing to you, fathers. Why? Because you know Him who is from the beginning. And then He says it again. I write to you, fathers, because you know Him who is from the beginning. What is the focus of the Father? The focus of the Father is not His image. How will I look before people? The focus has to do with God, I want to know you some more. I write to you, fathers, because you know Him. That's the only thing that concerns Him now. God, I want to know you some more. I understand. I have authority over demons. I understand. I have the Word of God hidden in my heart. But God, all of this, it only has to do with me getting to know you some more. Why? Because that is where you will be bringing all of these people to. The people that you're mentoring, oh, I want you to grow some more into the image of Jesus. Oh, I want you to grow some more into the image of Jesus. I have got nothing to offer to you except that I know Him. And what I know about Him, I want you to know also. I don't want us to be concerned about anything else more than knowing our God. Know Him who is from the beginning. If there is an ultimate objective for all of us, it should be this. Church, so blessed. We need to know Jesus some more. Direction and the fellowship of His sufferings. Just like what the Apostle Paul said. I love the way the Apostle Paul put it. Oh, that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection. I understand that for all of us. Oh, the power of the resurrection. I love that. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead is the same power that now rests in all of us. The power of the resurrection to cast demons out, to heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers. I want that. Everybody wants the power of the resurrection. How about the fellowship of His sufferings? Which has to do with dying to self. That is what it means to know Him. Let's balance the picture. One who is a father, one who is a mother, is one who is growing more and more into the Christ-like image. That He may conform us into the image of His Son. That's the ultimate goal. Amen? Nasaan tayo? Little child, young man, fathers, God wants us to grow into the Christ-like image. Let's all stand up. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Can we lift up both hands to the Lord? Can you just tell God in your own way, just a personal prayer, you want to grow into maturity? Can you just tell Him that? Lord, I want to grow into maturity. I don't want to remain as a little child, just enjoying my salvation. I don't want to just enjoy my authority. I want to enjoy, number three, intimacy. Enjoying intimacy. That's the third stage. That's the third stage. It's not even casting out demons. No, the third stage is enjoying God. Just enjoying God until you find Him as the end all and be all of your existence. Oh Lord, we want to be like You. That's the ultimate. We want to be like You. We want to know You some more. We want to know You some more. Oh, grant us the grace to know You some more. In the name of Jesus. Grant us the grace to know You some more. Oh, Father, grant us the grace to know You some more, Jesus. Grant us the grace to know You some more, Holy Spirit. Until there is none of us and just all of You. In Jesus' name. Can you pray this right now? Can you just pray this with me? Just say this, Lord Jesus, thank You for saving me, for making me Your child. But I pray right now that I will not remain as a young child. I will grow into maturity, a mature person with childlike faith. That's what I want. Mold me some more into the image of Your Son, Jesus, that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection, even the fellowship of His sufferings. In Jesus' name, amen.